Click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
Abu Rehan al-Biruni, Part 2. Muhammad, who was nicknamed Abi Rehan by his mother, and who would be known later by the name al-Biruni, was passionate about science from a young age. His encounter with the Greek botanist was his access to the gates of the world of knowledge. "Oh, Muhammad, bring me a sample of these flowers. These ones right there." "All right." "While you were collecting these flowers, I collected other flowers. Look, the flowers look similar at first glance, but I think that they are different. I expected that you would notice that. What's the difference between them?" "Both plants are from the Galium genus. What I've collected is called Galium verum, and it has other names. Some call it bedstraw, yellow bedstraw, or cheese rennet. As for what you have collected, it is called Galium odoratum. Do you smell it?" "Yes, it has a strong scent. Some use it to add flavor to food, but it has medical uses as well, as it gives vigor to the body and helps those who suffer from urinary retention." "This is important information indeed. If you keep the same degree of interest in science as now, you'll become an important botanist." "I hope so. Although I want to seek other sciences as well." "It seems that you won't settle for botany alone, Abi Rehan. There are questions that puzzle me about space and planets, and about this Earth on which we are living. I've also studied some mathematics. I think that I'm also interested in this science. And it's not a secret, my teacher, that I'm interested in humans, their nationalities, languages, and nature. How happy I'm to hear this from you. I won't worry about you when I leave." "Leave?" "Yes, I have to return to Greece. I told you before that I came here on a journey to collect and study new types of plants. I miss my country and my family, but I'm giving you two presents before I leave. Come with me, Abi Rehan. I want you to read all of these books carefully." "These are the most important Greek books in engineering, philosophy, and mathematics." "Thank you, sir. Thank you. But why did you bring me here? Where exactly are we?" "This is the second gift. We are in the palace of Prince Abi Nasr el-Mansur ibn Ali ibn Arak." "A prince?" "Yes. He is one of the princes of the Khwarizm family." "What palace is this to contain such a large library?" "Prince Abu Nasir loves science, and he is also an astronomer." "Didn't you say that you like astronomy?" "What a surprise! Here comes the prince."
"Welcome, my scientist friend and his clever student."
"Hello, prince."
"So, this is the young scientist that you told me about."
"I'm not a scientist. Sir, I haven't earned this title yet. I know my worth well."
"Then make sure to acquire more knowledge to become an eminent scientist one day. Don't you want to become famous and rich?"
I've never thought about this before. All I want is to acquire more knowledge.
All right. These two answers are amazing. It seems that you've chosen your student well, scientist. I think that you won't mind if Abi Rehan becomes your student? On the contrary, I like his shrewdness and passion for science. And from this day on, he'll accompany me. And I'll teach him all what I know. But what's wrong, Abi Rehan? I was your student, but at the same time, I helped you with your work, sir. And in return, you helped me and you paid me money. As a compensation of leaving my previous work with my mother and collecting firewood. I won't be able to dedicate myself to studying here, because my mother will need somebody to help her. You're a wonderful, clever boy. You're also a kind, well-raised child. And you carry responsibility. I'll take care of all of your tutoring expenses, Abi Rehan. And don't worry about your mother. Do you know, oh scientist, you weren't completely right when you said that the boy's gift is bringing him to me. Actually, this boy himself is a gift to me. I'll be honored to teach him all what I know. Thank you, Prince. Thank you. Hey, student, go home now. Starting from tomorrow, you'll entirely engage yourself in learning. Abi Rehan spent a long time in the palace of the scientist, Prince Mansur bin Ali. Day after day, Abi Rehan was proving that he was on his way to become a prominent scientist. This was the last book. We've finished it. Come with me. I can't believe myself, Abi Rehan. What's the matter, Your Majesty? During these years, you were able to know thoroughly all what this library contains of knowledge and sciences. Thanks to the grace of Allah. Then thanks to your sponsorship. We haven't finished yet, Abi Rehan. I still have things to offer you. Have you received some new books, Your Majesty? No, there is something more important. The celebrated scientist Abdul Samad al-Hakim. What? The famous astronomer? Yes, that's him. Hello, Your Majesty. Abba Nassar.
Hello, Abi Rehan.
Do you know me, scientist?
The prince always talks about you. He admires you and predicts a bright future for you.
Alhamdulillah.
This is from the favor of my lord. May Allah aid you and increase your knowledge. That is the least that you deserve, Abi Rehan. You'll study astronomy with your new professor, and you'll study the movement of the planets in more details.
Come on, come on, Abi Rehan. There are many doors of knowledge for you to knock.
From what you say about him, Prince, I believe that he has the keys to these doors.
Alhamdulillah! Alhamdulillah!
Abi Rehan was interested in astronomy. And his tutor noticed that he's getting better at it day after day. I see that you are gazing at the sky, Abi Rehan. Don't we study astronomy, sir? Where would I stare if not at the sky? I mean that you aren't using the telescope.
Yes, I'm pondering now.
What are you pondering? Would you kindly share your thoughts with me?
Of course, sir. The sunset made me think about something. Look at the horizon, sir.
I think that I can come up with some equation that allows me to calculate the circumference of the Earth.
What? What an unusual idea.
Yes, perhaps I won't do it now, but I think that I have some ideas that requires more research and requires to design equipment and do experiments. But this is something that I may do later.
What I'm thinking about now may sound crazy to you, sir, but I'm almost certain that it is the truth. Tell me, Abu Rahan, I can't wait to hear your crazy thoughts. I don't think that the earth is still. What? I think that it rotates around itself. We can see different sides of some planets while observing them. I think that this happens due to its rotation around its axis. And since Earth is also a planet, then it must rotate around its axis as well. That's astonishing! If it is proved to be true, it will cause a revolution in astronomy. But Abu Rahan, this theory requires a lot of experiments to be proven. That's the scientist's role, sir. He thinks, experiments, then makes a conclusion. You're traversing long distances by taking short steps, Abu Rahan. News about Abu Rahan has reached the Prince of Khwarizm. So he asked him to join the scientists of his palace. And he provided him with money that was sufficed to grant him a good life. To dedicate himself to science, conclusion, and discovery. Mother, are you pleased with me now?
I've always been pleased with you and proud of you, Mom.
Excuse me, I must prepare myself to be on time for my appointment with the Prince of Khwarizm.
Is there an important matter?
Yes, I've proposed building an observatory to him. What was his answer? Of course he agreed. And he brought all the materials that I had asked for. I'll start building the observatory with my professors. Are you crying, Mother?
I'm crying of happiness. These are the tears of happiness, my son.
Abu Rahan became famous, and his name started to shine among the scientists in his age. But there were many surprises waiting for him that would change his life again.